fears of a bank run in Cyprus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. There is a vote scheduled for today in Cyprus on that controversial tax on bank deposits that tanked global markets yesterday. It would siphon off as much as 10% of all deposits in Cyprus banks before the banks reopen on Thursday in order for the country to get a bailout from the EU. The BBC's Nigel Cassidy is in Nicosia, Cyprus, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, so what's the latest on this plan?
Well, the latest is we're waiting for another meeting of the parliament with very little certainty that the opposition will support the main party's proposal. They need to raise 5.7 billion euros fast, and there's particular controversy over whether every saver in every bank with deposits under 100,000 should have to provide at least 3%, possibly a great deal more. It's very controversial. People don't like it, and it may be thrown out, leaving Cyprus's banks really with days to live.
Well, you're in Cyprus. Have you been talking to people? What are they saying about this?
Well, what people say is that as personal private savers with just businesses to run and lives to lead, that they are being punished because of large deposits placed not only by Russians but other foreigners in Cyprus because, although it wouldn't admit it in these terms, the country has attracted hot money from all over the world. The banks have grown far too large, and with the Eurozone only willing to provide very limited support, the whole system is imploded.
Now, the central bank has said today that they're expecting 10% of depositors to take all their money out on Thursday when the banks reopen. Have you talked to any people who plan to do that?
Well, I have. And, of course, the difficulty people have had is that they don't have any way of doing that. We don't really know if the banks will properly open for business, even when they do open. Cash machines were just not working over the last couple of days. Some of them were working now. They're already running out of money. What you could say is that with events as they have unfolded here, it is a perfectly rational decision for people to want to take their money out because of their fears. I mean, it even happened in the UK when Northern Rock collapsed. So there is history here, and in many ways, the authorities, this is something they need to talk about right now.
The BBC's Nigel Cassidy in Cyprus for us. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you very much.